Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. I always tell you that. You can't just sit there. You got to do something to be part of the solution. Now, with all the stuff that's going on, I mean, I love this. I really do. I mean that sincerely. I love the fact that even with everything going on, right, the big tech companies are somewhat being overlooked as to what they're doing. And please, we all know what they're doing, right? Do you really need me to sit here and go line by line and show you what we're doing? When I look at when you sit back and you think of the days that they were sitting up there, they were testifying that there was no bias towards conservative websites, Facebook page, whatever they call them, pages, lying through their teeth, because while they were doing it, they were pulling it. They were pulling down pages of conservatives, right? And I say right only from a standpoint. You know what I'm telling you is right. We've seen it all over the place. So. You can't believe Twitter was doing the same thing, the exact same thing, and nobody cares. I mean, I know you guys do, but the problem is we make more noise on Facebook, right, than we actually make anywhere else. So I suggest we stop making the noise on Facebook and make the noise where it really counts. That's just me. This is some crazy mixed up idea I have. Because it's not going to stop soon. Not unless we make it so uncomfortable for them, and you can see that the Congress people can't do it on their own because they have no clue as to how this operates, what it's about, or anything. I mean, if you listen to the hearings, you'd see they had no clue. So while the big tech was telling Congress they didn't silence conservative voices, as I told you, they were pulling it down. A new Media Research Center Tech Watch report indicates that in the months leading up to the Democrat National Convention, over 260 conservative users on Facebook and Twitter, of mention, had their posts about Biden scrubbed from social media platform, taken off, thrown away, stomped on, and flushed. More than 260 conservative users on Facebook and Twitter had their posts about Biden scrubbed from the social media platform. Roughly half, 129 of the incidents were reported and verified on Facebook, and nearly identical, 131 incidents were reported and verified on Twitter. Wow. I mean, do you understand how much power these people have? I don't have to tell you, close your eyes. But if you're driving, please don't. I want you to imagine. You know, they've got refrigerator. I mean, years ago, Microsoft came out with a countertop that told you where your food was in the house and what you needed to bake bread. And then walk you through to them. Great convenience, I get it. But then, it spread the refrigerators. And now your refrigerator can track what you're using, how you're using, and what you need. And that's all so that the grocery companies can drop ship to your home. Think about that one. And it sounds convenient, and it probably is convenient, and it's great, especially you got a pregnant mom or elderly parents at home. It's great. But man, then you complain that they want some kind of national ID? God, you're logged into their system. They've got a running track of what you have in your house. How much electricity you're using? How much water you're using? Right? And you're worried about a national ID. Sure, and even Democrats are worried about, some Democrats are worried about how much power, how much control Twitter, Google, Facebook all have over us. How they get data, how they store data. Can you imagine some of your technology challenge friends, you know, trying to maneuver these things after somebody tells them they have to be on Twitter, have to be on Facebook? They probably have very little, if no, thought to security or safety. They're just looking at pictures, enjoying pictures, and every once in a while they answer a little, a little test, a little question. You know, they send you that one question, right? So it's really not, you can call it a poll, but it really isn't a poll. It's just like, you know, if you could, would you leave the house and go to school? Or, you know, do you leave the house and go grocery shopping yourself? I have friends of mine that won't leave the house at all. They've been cooped up this whole time. They order stuff to go, or they order the stuff be brought into them. And what's going to happen with Uber and Lyft? Right? Anyway, they've got total control over you. Let's start off there. And the problem is every time they tell you they're not doing this, they do it together. All three of them start pounding away and pulling stuff down from the internet before you know what hit you. And it's terrible. And so they're willing to be involved in this while looking you straight in the face and saying, no, everything's fine. We're not doing that. Yeah, oh, no, your people are just crazy. So Corinne Weaver is going to join me after the break. Okay? She's with the MRC. She's an associate editor there. And, you know, when you talk to these people, you find out what's going on. And again, she's in it. She's in the mix. She sees what's happened. She hears stories about people like me and others. It's easier for her to report on. Because she can pull it all together. So we'll get the info from her. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions you don't really want to call. Or listen, if you want to get alerted, text alerts. Like, I'm the old guy in the room, so I struggle through some of this stuff. But if you want to get text alerts because you don't like emails or anything like that, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I don't inundate you with anything. That stuff drives me nuts. I would never drive you nuts with it. So it's the easiest way, truly the easiest way, for you to get engaged, get involved, and understand truly what's going on here. Let me bring on my guest, and I haven't had a chance to talk with her or meet with her, but she works for media. She's an associate editor for Media Research Center, who we've had on the show plenty of times before. We love stealing their stories from them to get the message out there. Corinne Weaver joins me. Corinne, thanks for being with me.
Good evening, and feel free to steal any of our stories.
Yeah, you know what? There's a couple of outlets out there. You got your finger on the pulse. You're doing things. You're bringing information out, and it behooves some of us who can't be out there to grab your stuff and get the message out there. Let people know truly what's going on. And man, you hit a home run with me anyway with this one, because my audience knows. They know how much has been taken away from us in the social justice or social whatever platform. They think they're social justice platforms or whatever. And squelching our voices. They're truly afraid of us. And you wrote a great piece about how many pages were being pulled down at a time they were telling Congress they weren't being pulled down. Tell us about it.
It certainly does seem counterintuitive to sit there and say in front of, you know, politicians and people that when you're desperately trying to fight for Section 230 to stay around, that, you know, you can turn around and then take everybody down, especially in an election year. So essentially we had people reach out to us, and we gathered, so many people had been taken down for just saying silly things about Vice President or former Vice President Joe Biden. And it's an election year, and it's up in front of, you know, the DNC convention. So this doesn't quite feel right. This feels a little different than it should. It used to be social media would allow people to kind of just say what they want. Like, it's kind of part of the great American dream. You go out and you start your own business, and you let people know about, you know, you let people hear your voice, and you're the little guy who makes it big. But now it doesn't quite feel that way anymore.
No, and well, they know that our message resonates. You know, even in the radio world, if you go look at the left and the messages they've been putting out there for years, when they start these programs, radio stations or whatever, they don't do well. They fail. They fail quickly, and that's because they should call it America Whines, because if you ever listen to them, you listen to what they do. That's all they do. They're whining about how bad America is. They're whining on what they're not getting and who's not being taken care of. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. It's just amazing to me. That's why they don't make it. And it has to be a positive message. And the social media platforms know that. So it's shows like mine that have to try to push it out, if you would, and people like you that are writing about it, and we can pick them up. We can pick up some of this information at your website. But don't you find it hypocritical? Doesn't your generation find it hypocritical that when you come at stuff from a conservative point of view, they want to squelch, push you down, not have you let you have a voice? But as long as you're on the left, as long as there's no rules or boundaries, you can talk as much as you want, put up any meme you want to, or anything like that, right?
Absolutely. I think, just hearkening to something that happened today, the Babylon Bee put it best today when they said, Jack Dorsey says he allows any opinion on his platform that he agrees with, which that certainly seems to be the case these days.
Well, what was funny about the Babylon Bee, anybody who's read their, I mean, I get a kick out of their stuff. They poke right at, you know, Christians and others at times, but I get a kick out of their stuff. If I'm not offended by it, why doesn't Jack just leave it alone? Nobody asked him for our help. We can figure this out on our own. Does he think we're too stupid to know better, maybe?
It definitely feels like we've gone from an open platform to something that feels more like a nanny state.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you don't know what you want. We know what you want.
Yeah. This is nothing new for these people. And so you were looking into this or what have you, and I think you came up with, what, 260-plus pages conservative users on Facebook had their posts pulled down? Is it a post or the page?
It would be, I mean, it was a combination of both. Honestly, the number doesn't even do justice to some of these people had their pages pulled down multiple times, over and over again, repeat offenders. And then some other people would have just posts disappear. Like, their pages would still be online, but if they had made it posts that said, you know, oh, I think Joe Biden might have Alzheimer's or some form of early dementia, it would be taken down. And that's not fair, because everyone who says the same thing about Trump is kind of left online.
Right.
So what's going on here?
Well, because with Trump, as far as, you know, I've never seen such hate from people in my life. And as far as they're concerned, you can throw anything you want. You can say anything you want about Trump. You know, what was trending on Twitter the other day? Wrong brother died or something like that? Or is it the wrong Trump? And
oh, that was disgusting. That.
Yeah. Right? And again, I say to you, you know, you've got the younger people, and I don't blame them for, you know, wanting to take care of others and think that they have a socialist mindset when in reality they're just having a compassionate mindset at times. But, you know, when
right.
they see this stuff, why don't they push back on this? Is it the hate okay?
The hate's okay because it doesn't affect them.
God. You know, I love this. I love this stuff. So I was talking to you during the break, and I said, I'm tired of fighting Facebook, and I'm telling people, you can't. There are other platforms out there. We personally are moving our platform over to Parler and another social platform called Spreely, because we they truly have shown me in the last year I've been on there, they don't censor you. They don't pull posts down. They don't do that kind of thing. Now, some people told me Parler's done it, but my understanding and with the owner there is that, you know, you cannot call for physical violence on a group. That's one thing. You cannot call for death on a group. Those things will be pulled and shut down, and I don't blame them. I've never done that. But to disagree with an issue or an item or a way of doing something, that should be left up. And how are we going to get people to move over? Or should we stay and fight Facebook? Well, you'll have to hold that thought. Because we've got to go to a break. But I really would like to hear what you think about that, because you're into this and you're watching it. Joe Mussini,
yeah.
Host of The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to move forward with plans to prevent the Postmaster General from continuing sweeping reforms. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending some of the changes that he's made to the Postal Service since taking office. He said they were to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen said the changes could disrupt the elections, leaving mail-in ballots uncounted. But the problem, he says, is even more widespread than that.
We've been hearing from seniors who can't get their medicines, from veterans and seniors and retirees who are desperately waiting for their retirement checks, from small businesses whose operations are being disrupted. And when we called our post offices to find out what happened, everybody said, well, these orders have come from above.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. That song is to be banned. Like a Christmas song. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution, right? You don't want to just talk. You just don't want to spew the other people's lines or the last Twitter title that came across your phone or whatever. Make sure you do a little homework. Look into the stuff. Make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. Don't be those people that you keep calling out as being, you know, shallow in knowledge, being a little dull around the corners, you know. Don't be those people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I've got Corinne Weaver joins me. She works as an associate editor for Media Research Center. And, you know, she's been talking about what's going on in social media. How many, I mean, as these guys were testifying in front of Congress, they were pulling down pages. They were pulling down posts exactly when this was going on. And I don't know how they did it with a straight face, you know, except that lying must be so second nature to them that it just doesn't bother them at all. Corinne, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so I asked you before the break. I mean, I don't know how your people feel about it, how many young people are willing to fight or what have you, but, you know, do we move? Do we stay and fight? Do we push back? Do we score? What would you do if you were in some of our positions?
I really believe that the conservative movement needs to stay in the mainstream. I think there is some risk to going off the reservation, as it were, and finding, you know, creating our own little bubble. I think there's some danger to that because, you know, the more left-wing people on these social media sites are just only going to get more and more insular and secure in their own mindset and not really think about what the other side has to say. So I think it's important for us to stay on these platforms and to shout as loud as we can, as much as we can. We really have to kind of come together. I think that's really important because we really need to lift each other up on these sites. We should be supporting each other,
but I'm not trying to be mean. I don't see the conservatives getting up and doing it. They're great keyboard warriors, but what are they really doing online? I mean, Are they helping support some of these guys that are trying to fight it out online? Maybe you're not a fighter. Maybe you can skip a cup of coffee at Starbucks and throw $2 towards a guy that's willing to fight for you. I don't see much interaction in that light. Am I missing something?
that there is, I think there is some good in going on to sites like Parler and sort of having our own circle to talk amongst ourselves. But I think the conservative movement needs to start thinking about where it's going to be in the next 10 years. You know, the other side does I wouldn't say a good job. They seem pretty divided, but I think we can learn from that and kind of put everything aside and not tear each other down on these bigger social media platforms. I think that's really important. I think we can't fall into the trap that liberals do where they try to cancel each other.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really be doing that. I think that's problematic.
I get a little passionate about stuff sometimes, and when I see them, you know, spewing out lies. You know, I did a post about child sex trafficking, and the what I lovingly refer to as the loons on the left. They jumped right in to talk about how I misspelled something. I didn't have an appropriate comma in the right place. And all this other stuff. And I said, you guys are so predictable. Can you answer the question, or is that beyond your intellect? I mean, you're unable to take the question and figure it out and answer the question. Are you willing to fight for this? Are you willing to call it out? And they still wouldn't answer it. And it makes it very hard, to your point. I get it. We want to be, we don't want to be argumentative right off the bat. But, my God, at some point in time, you have to look at these people and say, really? You can't answer a simple question like, would you fight against child sex slavery? Why is that so hard? I'm just thoroughly perplexed.
I've been baffled by some of the things, too.
You know, just amazing. All right, well, listen, where do people find your writings? Where do they find, find more about what you're doing out there?
Well, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is at Descartes Lover, or you can follow me on Parler. I'm also there as well, at Curran Weaver. I am, and you can read all of my latest reports on our newsletters website at the TechWatch division.
Yeah, and that's always, you know, again, people, you got to get informed. I say this, Curran, I know you're kind of new to the show, but I tell people all the time, don't just read the title. Don't just get sucked in by what comes across your Twitter. Go read it. Go find out truly what it's about. So, you know, they need to check you out at, Newsbusters and the newsbusters.org people. It's newsbusters.org. Get informed, get engaged, get a clue, as I like to say. Anyway, Curran, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, people, I keep telling you that. I'm not in total agreement that we need to stay and fight. I'm sorry. I'm just not there. And, you know, if you've known me for any length of time, you know I'm a fighter. Right? But what I can't do, or what I won't do, is I won't sit there and get beat up while other people just kind of fly by. See, don't fly by and press... This is what I always love. Don't fly by and press like without getting involved, without saying something. That just drives me nuts. Don't leave me to do it. It's like you see me there fighting off four or five people. Not that I could take on four or five people, but fighting off four or five people. And you look and go, oh, hey, great job. You know, we need to fight those people. And you keep going. It drives me out of my mind. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 in the chat room if you're paying attention. I want to know, do you stay and fight? Because, you know, I've still got presence on Twitter. I still have, we've built back up to, 30,000 or 20-some-odd thousand. But I'm not beating my brains out to build that up so that overnight they can pull it and say, yeah, we don't like what you said. Really that simple. It's not a way to do this. It's a waste of time for me and others. So she's written in here that only 260 Biden critics have been pulled. Right? You can't say anything about No, it's really funny. So they run these candidates. Can't say anything bad about Biden, right? Because he may have medical issues. And I can say all you want about Trump, thinking that you think he has medical issues. That's all of a sudden, that's fair game. But not their people. Right? Joe Biden, where is his son? Anybody know where Hunter is? Have we found him? Is he taking all that, maybe he took his, severance pay. With what he was getting paid, that had to be a couple million bucks. Probably went and hid out somewhere, right? Can you see the hypocrisy behind all this stuff? The way these people approach these things. By the way, somebody wrote me and told me that they, I'm so sorry, I traumatized their daughter because of something that I wrote or was talking about in North Korea. But with all due respect, why, some of the stories we do. And I kind of even led up to it and talked about it a little bit. So maybe she can't handle some of the stuff we're talking about and don't have let her listen to the show. Really, I want young people to listen. I want young people. I'm surprised at how many young fans I have. I appreciate it, but I'm surprised at it. But you really, really need to think about, can your kids handle this stuff? Maybe you should be talking to them about this. That would be cool, too. When I was a kid growing up, I know, back when we didn't have lights, we had to light our own fires, for lights and stuff like that. We used to have to read the paper every Sunday after church. And we were asked questions about it, stories and that kind of thing. It wasn't detailed. It wasn't a big, it was just so we would have a clue as to what was going on around us. And you could ask questions based off. It was great. What happened to that? Now we can't ask any questions. People get wigged out. They get nervous. They're afraid to get the answer wrong. What are you afraid to get the answer wrong for? It's okay not to know. All right, I'm going to take a deep breath. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
So we're back now, though. We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do, whether you believe it or not, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution for real. And so get right to it. I mean, head up to the website. Stories are up there. You know, there's ways for you to donate to the show. There's ways for you to get coffee cups and T-shirts and all that fun stuff. Well, fun to me anyway. All right, so we were just talking about losing our freedom of speech, right? Where we were going with all this. And Iowa State University, and it's not the only one. There are others now taking this kind of viewpoint on. Instructor warns anti-BLM pro-life views are grounds for dismissal. Isn't that cool? An Iowa State University instructor syllabus warned students that anti-Black Lives Matter. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Let's see if you really, some of you that I know, I'm about ready to poke here. Let's see if you can figure out that if I say all lives matter, is that anti-Black lives? Is that anti-Hispanic lives? Is that in anti-Asian lives? I mean, isn't all? Do I have to look that up in a dictionary? If they change that word, too, because I don't know. I mean, I might change the meaning of that word. But if I say all lives matter, that is inclusive of Black lives. I'm a amazed at how ignorant some of these kids are getting. I mean, you professors should be ashamed of yourself, some of you. You're letting kids out of these kids. You heard me, kids. You're letting kids out of these colleges. Not only can't they spell, they have no clue. They don't even know what an abolitionist is, and yet they're willing to tear down the statue. There's a lot of things they don't know from an understanding of what words, so they make them up as they go. And then they get mad at you because you don't understand their language. My kids used to use all kinds of terminologies for money. And I remember they got it after a while because they finally looked at them and said, you want money from me, so until you learn how to speak my language, you get bupkis. You get nothing. I need to know what you're talking about. And that's what life is going to be like. In most cases, you can't go to France or Uganda or Russia and just flat out speak your slangy English that doesn't make sense here in America. You're going to speak it there and you're going to get mad at them for not understanding? Instructor Chloe Clark, English 250 syllabus includes a giant warning advising students that only certain views would be permitted during her class. I take this seriously, she noted at the end of the warning. I hate the First Amendment. Second Amendment close behind that one. No, those are my words. Any instances of othering that you participate in intentional racism, sexism, ableism? Wow. God. Are these real words? Any instances that you participate in intentional racism, sexism, ableism, homophobia. What is sorophobia? Transphobia. Classism, mocking of mental health issues, body shaming. Now, see, here's the problem. It's what I've always said about this. It's what I've always said about Democrats. It's a whole different dictionary. Remember, when we talk about comprehensive immigration law, they're talking open borders. We're talking about walls, filling in forms, doing the right thing, letting us know you're here. So we use different ones. And I'd love to take these. I'm not afraid of these people at all, in the least. They are made up of mostly cowards. Cowards and thugs. I grew up around cowards and thugs. And when you look at this, look what they're putting, body shaming. You know what they call body shaming? I just did a story about this the other day, about what, the fatisms? You can't use a fat. What the heck? I never heard of that one before, but I'm not surprised because this stuff has been popped up for years as I'm doing this. And what it was fat shaming. If you say to somebody, you know, that what was it, the one we just read? You have a pretty face. Do you know that the term, according to Holyoke College? The term, or if I say to somebody, you have a pretty face, that is fat phobic. Now, I don't know about you, but I always thought that phobia was a fear. So even these professors that are writing this stuff down and putting it out there, they're so ignorant, they don't know that a phobia is a fear. Phrases like, you're so brave, and that's so flattering on you, those are also fat phobic. How? See, they don't have to tell you how because they're a professor. A lot of these people, they got out of college, and I know some. They turned around and went right back to college and taught it. How do you do that? I don't want some fool that's had a couple of months or maybe even a year of maybe out on speaking, for public speaking, or they've been out, helped a couple of people run campaigns. All of a sudden, they're a political science major with experience. I mean, what do you really, you want your surgeon that's been out of surgery school for 2 weeks? You good with that? Totally, totally good with it? I'm not. I don't want to be the guinea pig. I'm not joking, I'm serious. You know, some of you know I have a pilot's license. They don't let you take anybody, well, they might have changed it by now, but they wouldn't even let you take anybody up with you until you've had X amount of hours of experience. Because they didn't want anybody distracting you. Now, they must have a reason for that. Why not? Why not allow me to go up? Heck, I've flown this thing for 4 hours. I'm experienced. Let me tell you what. It was 20 to 25 hours before that helicopter became second nature to me, like driving a car. That's where you need to be when you have other people's lives in your hand. They don't care about any of this stuff. And these professors know what they're doing. I was on CNN with one several times who said to me I was going to run for office. But she knew it. She was an attractive young lady. She became a professor. And she even said to me, I knew that I could mold more minds in a classroom than I could as a legislator. And she was right. She knew exactly this. It was thought out. She knew exactly what she was doing. So this, again, when you talk about this stuff, and we allowed them to get away with this. We did. We allowed them to get away with this. So if you parents aren't fighting back, pushing back, and Iowa State. Yeah. How much money, tax money goes there? How much grant money is going there? How much of your money is going there? Why are you giving them money? Because your little son or daughter wants to go there? Is this the same? Are you the same parents that never said no to your kids? I'll tell you what, if I'm paying for it and I'm looking at that college and I'm seeing where they're going, I'm looking at that and going, you know what? You ain't going to that school. If it's the number one school in the country, you're not going to that school because they push these things. Now, you want to move out of the house, raise your own money, and go there? God bless you. Go for it. You want some of my money for it? Not happening. Right? Really that simple. And then you need to make as big a deal out of it as they would if the tables were turned. Really that simple. Young America's Foundation, YAF, they were made aware of Clark's statement through a whistleblower who submitted the syllabus. Now, the same goes for any papers, projects. Clark's statement continues, you cannot choose any topic that takes at its base that one side doesn't deserve the same basic human rights as you do. In other words, no arguments against gay marriage, abortion, or Black Lives Matter, which is really funny. What do you mean by that one side doesn't deserve the same basic human rights as you do? You mean, like, the aborted baby? The baby doesn't deserve the same rights you do? El Profesor, do you know that they're now claiming, even the secularists, that a baby can survive outside mom's womb at 19 weeks? Is it a human then? When does it become a human? See, they play all kinds of word games. You need to nail them down to these things. You do. Now, Clark didn't immediately respond to a request for a statement from the Daily Caller. Not interested. The university told the Daily Caller in a statement, a Clark syllabus statement is inconsistent with university standards and its commitment to the First Amendment. You know why they said that? Under Obama, they would have never made that statement. You know that already, right? This is Illinois. No. The reason they made that statement, the reason that was such a big deal, was because Trump has alluded to the fact that these universities would lose money. They would lose grant money if they did not uphold any of the amendments, for that matter. They were either going to follow the Constitution or they were going to go broke. But I'm still pushing on the parents, the alumni, and others that fund that school. Stop doing it. You complain about this too. Some of you complain, I got two kids in that school. I don't know what to do. What do? Stop paying them. Move the kids somewhere else. I don't care. Your founding fathers gave up their lives. They gave up property. They gave up a whole bunch for you to have the freedom to what? Spit in their face? From a senior host, a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. Why not? Got hours we can talk about on her. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.